Hey there, Night Owls. It's your pal Jake Cotter here, back again to help you navigate those winding pathways to better night's sleep. You know, that elusive state where you drift off like a feather on the wind and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day. Yeah, we all crave that magical land of ZZZS. Yes. But let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, throwing curveballs at us left and right. We're constantly juggling work deadlines, social commitments, and maybe even a few personal projects on the side. It's no wonder so many of us struggle to switch off and truly unwind. But here's the thing. Achieving that coveted work-life balance isn't just about adding more me time to your schedule, it's about creating a sustainable rhythm that nourishes both your professional aspirations and personal well-being. It's like finding that sweet spot where you're not only productive, but also genuinely happy and fulfilled. Think of it as building a sturdy bridge between those two worlds, ensuring smooth sailing on both sides. And trust me, friends, that kind of balance is essential for catching those precious ZZZS. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you establish the healthy work-life equilibrium and set the stage for some seriously restorative sleep. First up, define your boundaries. Ever feel like you're always on, checking emails after hours or thinking about work during your weekend brunch? You need to create clear boundaries between your professional life and personal time. Think of it like drawing a line in the sand, a metaphorical one, of course. This means designating specific work hours and sticking to them as much as possible. When those clock can strike the end of your workday, resist the urge to dive back into emails or project plans. Secondly, prioritize your well-being. Remember that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup, it's so true. If you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit without taking care of your physical and mental health, you'll eventually burn out. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's going for a walk in nature, catching up with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply indulging in a good book. Think of it as recharging those batteries. Thirdly, learn to say no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's crucial for maintaining that work-life balance. You don't have to take on every project or commitment that comes your way. Be selective about what you agree to, and don't be afraid to politely decline requests that will overload your schedule or compromise your well-being. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs. Next up, schedule downtime. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, make time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Block out time in your calendar for activities that help your mind reading, meditating, taking a bath, spending time with loved ones, whatever brings you joy and helps you de-stress. Think of it as essential self-care. And finally, unplug from technology. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media late at night or checking emails before bed? Those little blue lights can really mess with your sleep cycle. Make a conscious effort to disconnect from devices an hour or two before bedtime. Read a book, take a warm bath, or simply enjoy some quiet time. You'll be amazed at how much better you sleep when your mind isn't buzzing with notifications. You know, I remember being in college, pulling all-nighters fueled by caffeine and sheer determination. I thought it was the only way to succeed working around the clock, neglecting my sleep and well-being. Looking back, it wasn't sustainable at all. It eventually caught up with me, leaving me exhausted, burnt out, and struggling to focus. That's when I realized something crucial. Prioritizing balance is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom. It takes discipline and self-awareness to create those boundaries and make time for yourself, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. When you're well-rested and energized, you can tackle your responsibilities with more clarity, focus, and enthusiasm. Plus, imagine how much better you'll feel, happier, healthier, and more fulfilled. So remember, friends, the ZZZS aren't just about getting enough sleep, it's about achieving the sweet spot of balance in all areas of your life. It's about creating a sustainable rhythm where you can thrive both professionally and personally. And when you do that, well, the rest, pun intended, will fall into place. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you prioritize work-life balance in your own life? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below or over on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.